Welcome back to the Binge Boys podcast. It's episode 135. We're live from Kennesaw, Georgia, in the stew. It is me and Pearson today. What up, Pearson?
What's up, dude?
Just over here chilling, letting beats ride. I wish that thing was a little longer so it can go a little longer. Maybe I'll see if I can.
Start fading it sooner.
I think Benji gave me that beat. I could be wrong, but I think Benji gave me that beat. Yeah, Benji, if you're listening to this, Benji, send me a longer one. Like one that's like 2 minutes that I could just loop. Or I guess I could plug it into GarageBand and let it loop
myself.
You
could just copy and paste it.
What's up, fam? Before we get into everything, let me remind you about a couple things. Number one, mash that 5-star button on iTunes. It's essential to getting the pods recognized. You do it for all your other favorite pods. Do it for all of the pods associated with Binge Media, and even the ones from our friends that aren't even in Binge Media. Do it for Poetic Justice, Millennials and Mimosas. Hit up our friends and...
I'm sorry.
And tell them that you like their pods just as much as you like this one. And make sure you hit that review button as well. It helps us out a ton. Pearson, I got a few questions before we get started.
All right, I put my smart glasses on.
You do. You did. I dig them.
Thanks.
You look different though.
I really enjoy wearing them.
Yeah, they're nice. Are they? Do they help you actually see, or are they just for style?
No, these are the blue light ones.
Oh yeah, that's
right. So they help you like the.
There's no prescription in there.
No, I don't. My eyes are fine. It just like my eyes strain really easily when I'm staring at like screens and shit. So I bought them, and yeah, they're movement.
Oh, I was just gonna ask, were they movement?
This would have really been a great
advertisement opportunity
if it was sponsored.
I've reached out to Movement.
Yeah.
I haven't heard an email back. Fuckers.
Dude, they're big. Sorry. No. They're big now.
Yeah, they're huge.
You should reach out to Blue Pearl.
Blue Pearl.
I think that's what it's called. They're a smaller sunglass company, but they do stuff like that.
Word. We'll look at
Blue
look
Oyster. Into them. I don't know.
Something like that. Pearson, I know you just as much as I do love not moving.
Yes.
We move. We're constantly on the go Monday through Friday, especially when you were in the restaurant world. Even outside the restaurant world, you're still moving, go, 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 Monday through Friday.
Yep.
I love being able to relax on the weekends, as so do you, I'm sure.
Yes.
Why not get food delivered to you while you're relaxing?
Sounds like a great idea.
Sounds like y'all should check out Prepped and Ready. You've heard us talk about these guys before. They're great. They offer healthy meals, deliver straight to your door. All you have to do is pop them in the microwave, and they are good to go. They service all of the Metro Atlanta area, and they just partnered with a fitness app called Fit Genie to make deliveries even easier. Our listeners will get a special code. You can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use code BINGE10 at checkout for 10% off that order. BINGE10 at 10% off the order. Everyone, go check them out. They're launching a new menu next week.
You can also get custom meals from them too. If you just follow them on Instagram, shoot them a DM. You can do custom meals and all that kind of stuff. They work with like a bunch of bodybuilders and stuff like that that have certain dietary needs and restrictions and stuff like that. So they do custom. I've gotten custom meals from them. It's been totally anything you want, basically. And they can do it that way. Use that code too via that way too as well. So yeah, completely customizable meals. Great local business.
Yeah. Support your local businesses. You know how these times are uncertain. Support those local businesses in these times of crisis. I feel like we've been saying ever since Kobe died, we've been calling 2020 a time of crisis.
Yeah.
And we're still calling it a time of crisis.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. But you know what's not unfortunate? Times. Prepped and Ready. Go check them out one more time. PreppedReadyMeals.com. Again, follow them on Instagram. Shoot them a DM. Get to know them. They're great people. PreppedReadyMeals.com. Eat healthy now. I'm making up a new tagline each time. eat healthy right now, and check out Fit Genie as well. I would ask Zach's not here. He's actually seeing Tenant, because at first I was like, oh no, Zach's not gonna be there. But then when he said, oh, I'm seeing Tenant, I'm like, you get a pass, you're seeing Tenant.
We should have known. I would have gone seeing it tonight.
Yeah, hell, I would have seen it tonight too.
Bastard.
But either way, ladies, it's 2020. We're all about body positivity. We like to be confident in ourselves. We like to show off that bod we got. So go check out Rebel Boudoir on Instagram, and you won't be disappointed. Our listeners will get an automatic $100 off their session fee when they book a session with Jillian at Rebel Boudoir. These sessions make an awesome, unique gift for your wedding day, anniversary, birthday, or it's just an excuse to rock that bod. Go check out her work on her Instagram, Rebel Boudoir, or her site, rebelboudoirstudio.com. There's a little drop-down menu you can choose down, and you can select Binge Boys Podcast to tell them how you heard about them. And, yeah, she'll hook you up. She's based out of Atlanta, but she's traveled all over the place for people that are interested in. I think she's gone to, like, she's crossed state lines. I think she told me she went to California for somebody that was really interested. She'll come to you. She'll take awesome pictures of you, and you won't regret it. Guys, get this gift for your ladies. Let them, or help make them feel sexy. Girls want to feel sexy, and guys want a confident woman. Ladies, get this for your man. Surprise him. Get him some risque photos. Or do a photo shoot with him. You can do that as well. Couple sessions. But anyway, again, $100 off if you book that fee, or if you book with Jillian. Check him out. Rebel Boudoir. Get your photos taken in the nude. That's not their tagline.
I would hope not.
It's not. they're better at that. Let's start off the top. We're going to do what we do always and do about the five most important stories of the week. This might be the biggest one. Friday night, it was announced that Chadwick Boseman passed away due to colon cancer at 43 years old.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I think it was Benji that texted our group chat that said, like, Chadwick Boseman died, and I thought, bullshit.
I didn't see it until the morning, but yeah. No, I was totally out of left field. I didn't know he had been battling it for 4 years.
4 years.
But, I mean, I think that's just, once again, I think that's a testament to his, the type of person he was. He didn't want people to know that because he wanted to, you know.
He'd want to be treated any special.
Business as usual, man. He filmed Endgame.
He filmed, like,
a lot of movies.
I'm pretty sure he filmed Endgame and Infinity War
during treatment. And 4 years, Panther. Yeah, because Infinity War is what, 19? I mean, 18 or 17?
Yes, 18.
Regardless,
he's been battling it since 2016, sure Civil War came out in 17. Yeah. So he's been filming all the Marvel movies while battling stage four cancer.
In and out of treatment and everything, man. That's crazy. No, Chadwick Boseman was a great person. He stood for a lot of great things, and he definitely is one of those ones that he was a generational guy that he transcended past being an actor. He was a great person, and the world will definitely miss him, and we definitely need more people like Chadwick Boseman,
yes,
in my opinion.
Very good, correct. Very well said. Chadwick played a number of roles. His three most notable, he played, of course, the Wakandan superhero Black Panther in the Marvel franchise. He portrayed Jackie Robinson, and he actually passed away on Jackie Robinson Day, where the MLB was wearing 42 to celebrate that. And then he also played James Brown, the funk pop singer Legend. From way back in the day. He was a black... he played black icons, which is really unfortunate too, because I really would have wanted to see him do way more.
He was just getting to his prime, in my opinion, in his acting career.
And I'm surprised he's 43. He does not look 43. Man looks like 35.
Yeah, no, I didn't think he was 43 either. I thought he was younger than that. Well, mainly also because, you know, I hadn't heard his name for too terribly long, so I figured he was younger and like he was new. But he got well known more so, I guess, and well, obviously in the second half of his life. But I wish need more people like Chadwick Boseman. But I'm interested to see what they'll do with Black Panther 2 now.
Yeah. So transitioning right into that. Yeah. But before we move on, rest in peace to Chadwick. Yeah. Hopefully his friends and family are finding some kind of peace, that he's no longer battling such a terrible, terrible illness. He's up there with Kobe now.
Yep.
So he's now looking down on us, and we can't disappoint him, everybody. Can't disappoint him.
Yeah, he's looking down at the shit show, and he's not missing anything.
Yeah, he's not missing anything. but
anyways,
the other day, Marvel Studios came out, you know, DC last week fucking owned the internet for a week.
Yeah.
announcing and showing footage and all of their shit. The MCU hasn't done anything.
Great. I bet it felt great for DC. They're
You're like, yes!
It seems
finally!
I haven't seen any haters for the Batman trailer yet.
I haven't either. No,
so I think DC got to win.
Literally no one can look at that trailer and be like, that's going to suck.
Yeah, no, you can't. So Marvel announced all of their newly delayed movies because of coronavirus. So here they are. November 6th, 2020, Black Widow comes out. Feels like we've been seeing trailers for Black Widow forever.
3 years.
Just a quick reminder, Black Widow is a prequel set between Civil War and Infinity War. November 6th, just a couple months. December 2020, we get WandaVision on Disney Plus.
First show.
The first Marvel show. There is a bit of production to do before it's 100% done, but the Scarlet Witch and Vision will be coming to our small screens before we see 2021.
Oh, I can log back into Disney Plus.
WandaVision takes place after Endgame, and it will lead directly into Doctor Strange's sequel. February 12th, 2021, Eternals. No longer The Eternals. Marvel changed the name to Eternals.
I like that.
Same here. February 12th, 2021. Apparently, it's changing the MCU by rewriting the history. Of course, we get Kumail Nanjiani, Salma Hayek, Richard Madden, Angelina Jolie. Epic cast for this movie. And we still have no details on it. So hopefully we'll get a trailer here in the next couple months. Maybe a Thanksgiving spot.
I didn't know it was coming out in February.
Yeah, that's sooner than I
thought. Yeah, I thought that was like this time next year.
Maybe a
that's dope.
I'm Thanksgiving excited. Day parade excited. TV spot or something.
Yeah, I can see that.
Don't you? They usually do like the Cowboys Redskins game, and they usually show like a big movie trailer or something.
Well, yeah, it just depends. Sure's all fucked. So.
Oh, true.
They're probably not going to have a Thanksgiving Day parade.
Probably. Early 2021. No specific date here. What If, the animated show about What If.
Not excited for that.
Not really crazy looking forward to that. And Loki. Didn't know that they were balls deep in production on that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Sounds like Marvel has not been following Corona guidelines.
Either that...
Are they going to throw this shit together, or they filmed it a while ago?
It really doesn't seem like they have a really concrete plan, because it just still says at some point in 2020, whatever.
Yeah.
But whatever. March 19th, 2021, Morbius. I completely forgot this movie existed until I saw the New Mutants and they showed a trailer, and I was like, oh yeah, Jared Leto looks really good in that. Oh,
they showed that at that one?
Yeah, they showed that trailer.
They didn't show that trailer.
So yes.
At least, I think I might have missed it maybe.
Here we go.
I was totally just talking to yourself.
I was like, what are you? May 7th, 2021, Shang-Chi in the Legends of the Ten Rings. Again, another one we don't know anything about, but I know it's a big deal considering this is the first MCU Asian superhero thing.
It's crazy how going into 2020, we're like, man, there's like no Marvel coming out at all. But then like we got so sidetracked with all the bullshit happening.
It's
already almost 2021 now. It's like we blinked and it's like, oh wait, Marvel, there's 2021's loaded with Marvel movies now.
Yep. Marvel can it just keep on going? June 25th, 2021, Venom Jesus. 2.
Yeah, they're
Let There Be Carnage, the official title of that. 2021 Disney Plus at some point. These release dates haven't been confirmed, but we will get Hawkeye, Ms. Marvel, She-Hulk, and Moon Knight all in 2021.
They have big aspirations.
I feel like that's really loaded.
Yeah, that is. That is super loaded. That's more loaded than I thought it was.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's four shows in 1 year. You got to think that like they start airing in like February, and then like they skip a month, and then the next one starts in May or in April, and then it skips a month and it starts in June or whatever. December 17th, 2021, Spider-Man 3, the third Spider-Man movie.
It's 2021 still?
Yes. Christmas. So basically 2022. But speaking of 2022, just 2 months later, February 11th, 2022, Thor Love and Thunder. That's, I think, among the most looked forward to movie in this phase, I think, from a lot of people.
For sure.
March 25th, 2022, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Still interested in seeing that. This one doesn't age well. May 6th, 2022, Black Panther 2.
Mm.
Very curious to see what happens there. I think
at least they have plenty of time to figure it out.
Ryan Coogler's probably... Well, first of all, it's very sad that he passed away, but they're probably scrambling at Marvel right now.
Oh, for sure.
Like, what the hell do we do?
Well, his sister is probably going to be a major point in it anyway. That's what...
I think she'll be a female Black Panther.
Like, the
or
first thing Caitlin said when I told her about it, she goes... So I was talking about Black Panther 2. She's like, well, isn't his sister, like, taking over? And I was like, yeah, kind of. I think that's what they were going for.
I think
but
so.
I will find out in WandaVision.
Yeah, hey.
I wonder if they're going to throw something in WandaVision now.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
And, like, you know, towards the end, like, the last episodes or something. I don't know. But, yeah. Is that the whole lineup?
So there's more to go.
Jeez.
July 8th, 2022. Captain Marvel 2. Can't say that I'm dying to see this one.
Not dying, but I mean, I'm excited to see it, I guess, when it comes.
Right. And then lastly, these don't have any official dates, but they're still on the way. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Ant-Man 3, Fantastic Four, X-Men, Spider-Woman, and Kraven the Hunter are all being in the works at Sony as well. And then also Blade, but... it's very unlikely that we see a Blade movie until like 2023.
Yeah.
So that's the new Marvel updates, and we'll move on to other things.
Cool.
There was a bunch of leaks last week that showed off the iPhone 12. Not a lot of people are happy here, considering the fact that the iPhone 12 is, first of all, going to be god-awful expensive. They just keep upping it like $200 each year. For those of you who buy it outright, I mean, most of us at this point are under contract with...
I just
lease it too.
Yeah. 18 months, and then I turn it in and get the new one.
Yep, that's exactly what I do.
I plan... It hasn't changed in like 4 years or 3 years or something like that, so...
So, apparently, the notch is still there. People aren't happy with the notch. You know what I mean by when I say the notch? This thing.
On the top?
Yeah. People want that to go away.
They have to have it.
People are saying that they need to hide it under the screen.
I don't think they can.
I think they can, but it's fucking difficult
as
shit.
It's part of a speaker.
They'll figure out a way.
Whatever.
Eventually, we'll have those Tony Stark phones where it's just a sheet of glass.
Yeah. That's what they're going towards, I think.
So, first of all, this thing is being delayed a few months this year because of COVID and production and stuff, so it probably won't launch until November. And they... they had to cut some corners to get one out this year.
Yeah.
And those corners were along the lines of, like, battery life. They really, like, cut a corner. Yeah. And, like, apparently it has... It supposedly has worse battery life than, like, the two generations before it. But
fucking retarded.
No one's talking about that. Somebody leaked it from, like, an Apple board of directors call or something.
That's so stupid.
So, we'll see. Not a lot of people are happy about it. It looks tight. I mean... If this is true, do you remember like the iPhone 5, how it was like flat on the sides? It's basically our phone with the flat sides.
Yeah. That's all they're going to do. There's every other year, they're just going to flip-flop. Yeah,
it's going to be curved this year.
Rounded,
oh, no, flat, it's going to be
rounded,
flat.
Flat, rounded.
Yep. So I saw these leaks last week, and I was like, you know what? I was waiting out for the 12, but you know what? I'll just cut it, and I'll just get the 11 Pro or whatever.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Fucking got,
yeah, you
the
got
11.
The Pro.
Yeah.
So that, I just did 11.
So yeah. So.
Two. Yeah, I just got a new phone like 2 months ago. So.
Yeah, I won't
whatever.
Be getting this
I'll
12
see it
one.
In, I'll see it in 18 months.
Yep,
16
exactly.
months.
Speaking of Apple, keep it on that train. Apple won that battle with Epic Games, and they fucking removed Epic Games. Not only Fortnite, but everything Epic Games wants to produce off the App Store. So now Epic Games can no longer develop apps or games for the Mac or iPhones.
How big of a cut that hurts them?
Yeah. You got to think there's a bunch of 10-year-olds out there just like buying shit on their parents' credit cards that no longer will be able to happen. So
let's
parents see, out there are happy.
Get an Android.
But yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that because that was a little update to a story we did a couple episodes back. And then lastly, before we get onto the bigger topics, Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War was officially announced. We talked about last week how there was a little teaser teasing it. Well, we got the reveal trailer. Full multiplayer reveal on September 9th.
Yeah.
Apparently, this game is a direct sequel to Black Ops 1, rather than a reboot like the Modern Warfare series. So... apparently this, yeah, it's going to take place right after Black Ops 1. Frank Woods, so Alex Mason. So
Black Ops 2 is right after this one.
I don't fucking know at this point. They've made so many games that they're like, shit, we've covered all the major timelines. Let's just keep making prequels and sequels.
Do a fucking Revolutionary War.
Let's get a Revolutionary War COD. That'd be cool.
Shoot muskets at each other.
So yeah, the game takes place in the 80s and features President Ronald Reagan. He's shown off in the trailer a few times. He looks great. The CGI looks pretty dope. But other than that, like, I just want to see a multiplayer reveal trailer or something.
Honestly, don't know if I'm going to get it, just to be honest with you.
I'm really debating it also.
I barely play Xbox as it is. Mm. I bought Madden over the weekend.
Did you play Jordan yet?
No, because I'm having the same bullshit problem I had with 20.
What, the EA won't let you log in?
Yeah, I go to log in, it goes, account invalid. It goes, go to help.ea.com for help. I was like,
oh, fuck that.
I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Did you see that they're under a lot of scrutiny, EA?
What, for putting out the same fucking game every year?
That, but like somebody like, I think there's a mode where you can like go in and watch the games you've played and you can like do like, you can like move a camera around and kind of like,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, somebody was like looking at the fans and stuff, and the fans are fine, but then like there's like code that they must have just copied and pasted but forgot to change to match 2021, and there was like a Madden 2019 banner and shit. So EA, everyone's just like, EA fucking sucks. They put out the same copy paste game every year with an updated roster.
Every year.
Updated graphics and roster.
The last like 3 years, it's the same fucking thing with the upgraded graphics.
So people are calling upon the NFL to terminate their contract with EA and find someone else that wants to do a better job.
Give it to 2K.
Yeah. Like, 2K makes great basketball games. Why not give them a...
Yeah, that shit's annoying. Like, it really was. Like, I played it for like 20 minutes. I mainly just wanted to play with like Joe Burrow and like see the Falcons' new uniforms. And I was like, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't sign into my fucking thing. So I just rage quit.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
God, I wanted a refund so bad that night.
I didn't realize. So I went to the mall the other day to get new pants because I desperately always need new pants because I'm a fat boy now.
Go to Kohl's.
Really?
Yeah. I get my Levi's at Kohl's for like $40.
Oh. Well, I was a dummy and went to American Eagle and spent $70 on two pairs of pants.
There you go.
It was buy one, get one half off, though.
That's not bad, dude.
Yeah, it's not bad. But on the way to the American Eagle, like, GameStop was on my right, and I was like, oh, I'll go check it out, see what's going on in GameStop. And that Avengers game comes out this Friday. And so I pre-ordered it, and I'm going to play it this weekend, and I'll review it next week. Completely forgot it was coming out. I looked at a bunch of, like, there was, like, a beta, apparently. I didn't know, because apparently there's online
aspects. I'm so untuned with video games
right now. Man,
it's crazy.
I was talking about it with Lindsay the other day on What Are We? Available everywhere. Lindsay thinks, you might have seen this, Lindsay thinks that guys that play video games are 100% unattractive. Mm. Your girl, shouts to Caitlin, voted no. She does not think video games are unattractive.
Yeah. Sorry, Lindsay, I don't really know you, but I don't agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just stupid.
I saw a post on, one of those meme kind of posts on Facebook or something like that. Someone shared, and it was like, it was kind of over the top, but the whole core of it was cool. It was like, it was a picture of this dude, like, I guess it was her boyfriend or something playing video games. Mm-hmm. And she's like, this is his escape. He enjoys this, so I enjoy it for him. Like, he's not out getting drunk, spending money, doing stupid shit. He's here playing video games.
Lindsay's argument is that, like, if we're hanging out and your eyes are, like, directed at the TV, why aren't they directed at me? That's her argument. So, shouts to Lindsay. Go listen to What Are We? Let's move on to... lost my train of thought there. Let's move on to the VMAs. That was last night. I didn't even know that happened.
I kept seeing fucking stupid ads for it about that stupid Chinese stupid boy band.
Oh, they're BTS. Making their
first ever like video appearance. I don't know. Oh, some stupid shit. I kept seeing, I don't know what we were watching. We were watching something, and every commercial was on. Also, do you notice it was on like 84 channels?
I didn't. Is it? Was it virtual this year? Like,
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
I was scrolling last night through the TV on YouTube TV, and it was like on 6 channels. It was on Comedy Central, VH1, like BET, MTV. Like, it was on so many channels.
Well, maybe they're struggling or some shit.
God.
But
DaBaby performed, didn't he?
I think so. And so did The Weeknd. The Weeknd performed like on a floating platform in New York City, like 1,000 feet above the ground or some shit.
That's weird.
It's weird. I'll just throw through the winners of the awards. We usually do that for award shows. So I'll do this. So VMAs, the winners. Video of the Year, the nominees were. So you don't know any of these? So I'm going to have you guess.
Saw Meg Thee Stallion like raked in everything.
Yeah, she did. Video of the Year, we got Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted, Godzilla, or Eminem featuring Juice WRLD, Godzilla.
What was that for?
The Video of the Year.
He won?
No, these are just the nominees. I'm going to have you guess who won. So we got Billie Eilish, Eminem and Juice WRLD, Taylor Swift for The Man, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande for Rain on Me, Future and Drake for Life is Good, and The Weeknd, Blinding Lights.
I hope Eminem won, but I believe it was Ariana Grande.
It went to The Weeknd.
Okay.
For Blinding Lights. Yeah.
Did Eminem come in second?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't say. Artist of the Year, we got Lady Gaga, DaBaby, Justin Bieber, Meg Thee Stallion, Post Malone, and The Weeknd. This
I fucking
kind of pisses me off.
That I'm sure Meg Thee Stallion won.
No.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good.
The answer is going to piss you off even more.
It was probably Post Malone.
It was Lady Gaga.
What?
She had one song this year.
What? That's stupid.
She beat
honestly,
DaBaby needed that.
DaBaby should have won that for sure. Was Lil Baby on it?
No.
Lil Baby should have been nominated too. Lil Baby didn't miss all year.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. Neither did DaBaby.
Wow. Yeah.
See, that's what the VMAs are fucking retarded.
Oh my God. So, best new artist. There's like 12 nominees. I'll read them off. Tell me if you know of any of these names. Doja Cat.
I've heard.
AJ Mitchell.
Nope.
Arizona Zervis.
Nope.
Ava Max.
Nope.
Benny.
Yes.
Brockhampton.
Yeah.
I've heard Brockhampton.
Everyone has.
Conan Gray.
Nope.
Phineas.
Nope.
Jack Harlow. Heard him.
Of course.
Who
are these?
These are Artists of the Year nominees. New Artists of the Year.
A bunch of alternatives.
Kiana Ledé.
Nope.
Louis Capaldi.
Nope.
Lil Tecca.
Yep.
Heard of him. Pop Smoke.
Yep.
Roddy Ricch.
Yep.
Summer Walker.
Yep.
Youngblood.
Nope.
And Tate McRae. The winner was Doja Cat.
I was hoping it was
Jack Harlow.
I was hoping it'd be Roddy Ricch.
Oh, Roddy Ricch also deserves it.
I love Roddy Ricch, man.
Song of the Year. God, this pisses me off.
I already know what it is. It's Meg Thee Stallion, I'm sure.
No.
Oh, good.
Meg Thee Stallion, Savage was nominated. Post Malone, Circles. Roddy Ricch, The Box, of course. Doja Cat, Say So. Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted. And Lady Gaga with Ariana Grande, Rain on Me. That was the winner.
Rain on Me. Yeah, that.
It wasn't a good song.
Yeah, but I saw it like broke the internet when it came out.
It did. God, this is so dumb. Best collaboration. We got Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber, Stuck With You, Black Eyed Peas, J Balvin. Okay. Karol G and Nicki Minaj, Future and Drake, Ed Sheeran and Khalid, and Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
They won.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Pop. We got BTS. This is Best Pop. Artist or song? I don't know. BTS just says Best Pop.
BTS won
it, but other nominees were Halsey, Jonas Brothers, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, and Justin Bieber featuring Quavo.
Oh, Good Intentions or whatever. Intention or whatever song is.
Best Hip Hop. You're right. Meg Thee Stallion won for Savage, but that beat out Life is Good, The Box, Highest in the Room, Godzilla, and Bop.
Yeah, every one of those other songs are better than Savage.
Yeah. I feel like...
But Savage is trendy. That was the most trendy song on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like... I think the VMAs are more so about like what's trendy and shit.
Yep.
Not actually what's good.
Best R&B, we got The Weeknd for Blinding Lights, Alicia Keys, Chloe and Holly, Her featuring YG, Khalid featuring Summer Walker, and Lizzo. I didn't know she had an R&B song this year. Winner was The Weeknd.
Oh, good.
So good for him. not talking about K-pop, not talking about Latin. Sorry to those. We don't listen to that music. Rock. Okay. So best rock song this year. Nominees were Coldplay, Fall Out Boy, Green Day, The Killers, Evanescence, and Blink-182. What the hell? Coldplay won.
Did they?
Yeah.
Nice. What was Blink-182's?
Blink-182's song is called Happy Days.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know they put out a new... I did know they put out a new album.
What was Green Days?
Green Days was... Oh, Father. Yeah.
Oh.
They released a new album this year, too, didn't mm-hmm. they?
Yeah, but the... Man, dude, I was wishing Black Keys would be in that.
Yeah, no. More... nothing, anything. Well, actually... Oh, who I won, like that. So...
Is there, like, the... Who was the best, like, the... What's the last award? It was, like, the, probably the best of, like, everything. Who won that?
Let's see. Song of the Summer. What?
Song of the Summer? It's a stupid category.
Oh, there's a lot of nominees for this one. Holy Jesus. Shit. Okay. Song of the Summer nominees were Blackpink, How You Like That, Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion for WAP, DaBaby, Roddy Ricch for Rockstar, DJ Khaled and Drake for Popstar, Doja Cat, Say So, Dua Lipa. She's kind of hot. Break My Heart, Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar, Jack Harlow, What's Poppin', Lil Baby featuring 42 Doug, We Paid, Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce, Savage, Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky, Pop Smoke, and 50 Cent and Roddy Ricch, The Woo, St. John.
Hope Rockstar won.
Roses, Saweetie, Tap In, Taylor Swift, Cardigan, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. The winner was Blackpink. How you like that?
I don't know.
I think I know what song it is if I'm thinking about it in my head.
I don't know.
No best choreography. Man, BOP should have won that too. BTS.
Of course, BTS.
Okay, so that was it.
Okay.
Cool. Those are the VMAs.
Irrelevant.
Very irrelevant. But you know what isn't irrelevant? Something that we've been waiting for a long time. Like 5 years now, it feels like. Maybe 4 years it's been that we've been waiting on this movie. Because it keeps on getting delayed and delayed.
4 years.
And delayed. Remember? This movie was supposed to come out like...
That's a good point.
Three years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
The New Mutants, guys. We saw The New Mutants. Zach saw it over the weekend. He gave it a 3 out of 5. He's not here to voice his opinion. Pearson, I took notes when I was in the theater. I sat kind of isolated and I took a few notes here and there. I'm curious what you thought about The New Mutants. Do you think it was garbage?
Not garbage, but like recyclables. It's like they're not actually garbage, but they still go in a garbage can. It's like a 2 to 3 out of 5 for me. I thought it was really corny through most of the movie. Like the acting, like I don't think the main character was a good actor or actress.
No, she was not. Most of these kids were not.
Like, the only person I thought that was a pretty good actor was the kid that's in Stranger Things. The country guy.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he did a good job. He was the best actor, but he has the most experience, I guess. I thought the acting was kind of shit, and for most characters, like, she was so, like, cornball-y. I just didn't really feel it, to be honest with you.
Here are the notes that I wrote down. I will say this, that I think the back half of the movie is far better than the front half.
Yeah, the front half is just, it's so shaky and just like, what's going on?
I think they went through all those reshoots. I feel like they reshot the first 45 minutes of the movie.
Yeah,
because at the very beginning, the first thing I made a note like 5 minutes in, and I mentally thought like, this ain't good if I'm writing something down 5 minutes in. When it cut to the next scene, it would just like cut like really fast. It wasn't like a hard cut. There was no transitions or anything. So I was like, they're just like copy and pasting scenes where old shit used to be. I said that almost every character in this movie had an accent. And I thought that was kind of forced and weird.
His Southern Kentucky accent. It was a good accent, but it was like,
It wasn't needed.
It wasn't needed at all.
Like, none of these characters had to have accents.
Yeah, he didn't. Him.
Same with Blondie, and she was like,
her weird Russian accent. American, it only came out sometimes. Yeah.
My third bullet, I haven't looked at these since the movie. Acting is that of a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah, it was really shitty. Like, yeah. The acting was shitty.
The only good actor, I think, really truly was the dude from Stranger Things.
Yeah, it really was.
And the chick from Game of Thrones did fine, but...
Is that the Russian chick?
No, she was the chick that turned into a werewolf.
That is the chick from Game of Thrones. I don't watch the show for anyone listening. So
I wrote that there's inconsistent writing.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the beginning, I remember distinctly this scene where the Kentucky guy was just like, I hate this place. This place sucks. I got to get out of here so bad. Like, and then like two scenes later, he's like, I'm meant to be here. It's cool. I'll stay here forever. And I was just like,
super, like the whole movie is super choppy.
Yeah.
It really, like, you can tell they reshot a lot. Like you said, they plugged and played it because it was very, it was choppy as shit.
Yeah. I put forced romance makes zero sense.
Literally zero.
No sense.
She showed no signs of being a lesbian or anything like that or even having a love interest at all. And then all of a sudden.
Just boom.
Yeah.
Make out.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. We're not hating here on the fact that happened. No, not at all.
Wrote it terribly.
Like, when it happened, I was like, oh my God. And it's so corny too because they're laying on their back looking at the stars. And I'm like, oh my God, these two are about to make out for no reason. Absolutely no reason. And then I put at the end, spoiler alerts for the New Mutants, that defeating the bear was lame.
Yeah, the whole talking bear thing down was to it, stupid.
It gave
her
me,
power in general was honestly stupid.
Like Pennywise. She's able to harvest your worst fears like in your head.
But like, what's her motive? Like, it's like they painted her like, I was like, oh, like she's gonna end up being like bad.
Yeah,
but then she was good, and it didn't make sense. She had literally, I don't know. I guess you get like, oh, they can't control it, but I don't know. It just, the movie was choppy. It was really, really rough.
Yes.
And for what, 3 to 4 years of anticipation, it underdelivered like a mother.
Yeah, I can 100% agree.
I'm glad they're just going to scrap it probably. So it's cool.
Oh yeah.
As I told Caitlin, I was like, we're walking. I was like, well, Brian, well, good news is that this didn't happen.
Yeah.
So
they, I looked up when I was sitting down that if there was going to be an after credit scene, and apparently there originally was going to be, but then once Disney bought Fox, he was just like, you know what?
Whatever.
Yeah, they ain't gonna do shit with this movie.
Maybe that's why they didn't give a shit about the production, like the post production. They're like, whatever.
Whatever she's making down there smells so dank.
I am so.
What is it?
I don't know.
It smells like Parmesan-y. Some garlic too.
I think it's a.
Wow, that smells good.
She does this garlic Dijon like chicken.
Oh, that's exactly what it tastes or smells like.
I hope that's what it is.
My mouth is watering. So I wanted to start going through these little categories just to like, instead of us going like, yeah, things were okay, things are all right, like acting was okay. These are the only four I came up with so far. Number one, soundtrack. Non-existent.
Yeah, it was just, there was anything. It was just some random strings and shit.
The acting, we've both said that it's like atrocious. A Disney Channel movie.
Atrocious. Yeah.
The only good acting was that dude, and I didn't mind the doctor.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was horrible, no, but she wasn't great either.
She wasn't. She was she seemed extremely uncomfortable the entire time.
Yep. I also will say I did have a good moment where the bear like tore her to shreds.
Yeah.
Like the camera just like, was that rated R?
No, it was PG-13.
The camera just like hones in on this like bear just ripping this woman to shreds. And I was like, okay. That's how I feel about this movie.
Yeah.
The rewatch value. Will you ever watch this again?
Non-existent.
Okay. Agreed.
It's a throwaway movie.
Yeah. This was
I think 20th Century Fox treated it like a throwaway movie.
Yeah. I wonder if this article is about to tell me how much it made this weekend. I really am curious.
I was interested in that in general. Dude, side note.
Yeah.
I don't know if they showed this trailer while your movie for New
Year's. It's exactly what, if it's what I hope you're about to say.
Death on the Nile.
No.
Dude, look that shit up, brah.
Death on the Nile?
That shit looks tight.
What's it about?
It's like a Murder on the Orient Express. It's like a whodunit mystery movie.
Oh.
All-star cast. It's got Wonder Woman in it. It's got Russell Brand in it. It's got a ton of people.
Is The Rock in it?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking of a different
movie.
It's
called Death on the Nile. It comes out in October, and it's a whodunit mystery murder.
We love a whodunit.
I am lit for it.
Okay.
Anyways.
They showed a trailer on mine for something called Greenland. And it stars Gerard Butler, And it's
like a second movie in the past. Was it Uncaged? Is that him?
No, that's Russell Crowe. Those two are like the same.
They're the same person.
So this movie's about like it's almost like 2012-ish, where like scientists discover that like there's this meteor that's heading towards Earth, and it'll probably miss. It'll hit the middle of the ocean. We'll be good.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't. Like it strikes, and then like there's like this overhead shot.
Apocalypse movie.
Basically like apocalyptic, but the way they cut the trailer together,
looks good.
It gave me goosebumps. Like
I'll look it up.
I was like, okay, this looks tight.
Yeah, look up Death on the Nile.
Okay,
that shit looks dope.
We love a good whodunit.
There's another one that's coming out pretty soon that looks pretty good.
I mean,
they like had all these trailers running. I was like, when have they been filming all this shit?
Yeah. I mean, Black Widow comes out in a couple months, and they showed like a new trailer for me for Black Widow.
Yeah.
I was like, this looks kind of tight.
They showed a new one too for us.
I've been like on the fence, kind of like half-ass excited it had more for of
her sister's dialogue in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of Taskmaster stuff.
Yeah.
And it showed him like fighting like Spider-Man, landing like Spider-Man. I was like, oh, this dude studies how superheroes fight. And, uses it against them. But yeah, I think it's these next few weeks are going to be cool with us finally being able to see the movies. Candyman with Jordan Peele, directs it. That comes out in a few weeks. We stay excited. Hopefully the movies get back into it. Yep. But New Mutants was a... I don't want to slander it 100%, but like I do agree 2 to 3. I'll give it a 3 only because the second half saved it for me. Because if the second half would have continued the pattern of like the choppiness of like the first half, I would have been. I almost at the beginning considered walking out. I was like, dude, this is fucking bad.
Yeah.
But once the plot like thickened, like once the scene happened when the dude went into the pool with the chick, and like they like made love, but then turns out she wasn't even in there at all.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so this is kind of weird, but they've kind of got me. Week ending, they acknowledged the X-Men and everything, because I guess when they made it, it was supposed to be connected to the Fox X-Men movies.
Yeah.
But, fuck it, whatever. New Mutants, if you want to see it, check it out. It's not horrible, but definitely not a rush out to see it type thing. If you're excited to get back to go to the movies, then go see it. But if not, you could probably wait on this one. Yeah. You seeing Tenet this weekend?
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to try to snag a show, yeah. I was waiting to hear back on what you guys think about Topgolf.
Yeah, I forgot because my sister's was on her bachelorette last weekend, so we're doing something family for my dad's birthday this weekend, so I got to figure out what day that's on.
Mm-hmm.
Because her wedding's the following weekend.
Are you, do you guys have off Monday?
Yeah.
We could do something Sunday night even.
That's true.
I don't know. It depends on when it closes, though. I don't know if they close early on Sundays. We'll talk about it. To close out the show, we're going to do, you have top 10? Favorite X-Men characters?
I do. I gotta send it to Emily, but yeah. Which also, it was really hard because I realized how much I don't like the X-Men.
Yeah, when I looked up the characters, I was like, I don't know how half of these people are.
Yeah.
So
I kept, I'll be honest, in my head, I kept confusing them with the Fantastic Four. I'll be honest
with
you.
Yeah, I mean, they're two big superhero families.
But anyways.
Yeah, you want to hit us with my number 10 through 4 are pretty much like all on the same level.
Yeah.
But my top 3 or 4 are in order specifically.
Number 9. Oh shit, I only did 9.
That's fine.
9 and 10 is Rogue.
Okay. My number 10 is Mystique.
Okay.
Number
That was my number 10 is Mystique.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 is Rogue.
My number 9 is Professor X.
Okay.
It's kind of low on that list.
Yeah.
But number 8.
Elixir.
Okay. I go Juggernaut.
Okay.
He was one of the cooler, one of the only few things I liked about Deadpool 2. Juggernaut there in the end. Number 7.
Storm.
Okay, I put Gambit. I liked
Taylor Kish. Shit, I forgot about Gambit.
Taylor Kish killed that role in that movie.
Yeah.
Damn, I want me some Taylor Kish. Is he coming out with, he was just in that one show, Waco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was good. We love Taylor Kish. Low-key actor. Anyway, number 6.
Jean Grey.
Okay. Damn, how did I miss that? I don't know. I put Nightcrawler.
Okay.
He's dope.
He's on my list.
Number 5.
Beast.
Yeah, mine too. Hey, she a little beast. Amigo's got lyrics for everything.
Eat it up.
Number 4.
Nightcrawler.
I put Storm. I think Storm's badass.
Yeah, Storm's pretty badass. It also isn't fair that I haven't seen these movies in so long, other than the most recent shitty one. And like the original First Class and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I forget about these people.
Days of Future Past is pretty awesome. But
that the one with the dude from American Horror Story?
Probably.
He plays Tate in American Horror Story. So. The long hair.
Maybe.
Blonde
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's a fast dude in it. Yeah, Quicksilver. I like that one. I like that one.
Oh, how didn't I not put Quicksilver in here?
Oh, shit. See, I confused him with Silver Surfer.
I guess they're both gray.
I got him confused with the Fantastic Four universe.
Silver Surfer's dope. I want a Silver Surfer solo movie.
Yeah, Silver Surfer's dope.
Number three?
Kitty.
Yeah.
Am
I forgetting someone?
Pirate, whatever. How you say it? Whatever.
Oh, okay. I put Magneto.
Shit. I forgot about Magneto.
Magneto's dope.
Yeah.
He's a fucking badass. And Michael Fassbender just makes him all the more, like, awesome. Yeah. Number two?
Cyclops.
I didn't put Cyclops on here. I put someone on here that I feel like you forgot.
Who?
Deadpool.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, he is. Yeah, that would be my number one.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your number one right now?
Wolverine.
So I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one. Everybody's. No one dislikes Wolverine.
I forget that fucking Deadpool is the X-Men universe.
Hell yeah. When I first like,
shift all my numbers back down one and
throw Deadpool in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We stand Deadpool, but you know what else we stand, Pearson?
What's that?
We stand the Binge Boys podcast. So if you stand it as much as we do, go and throw that 5-star rating on there. Leave that rating and review. Subscribe on Apple. You can also follow us along on Instagram, Binge Boys Podcast, PKiller56, LoganLewis96, and Zach McConnell if you want to follow along our personal lives as well. Check out Prepped Ready Meals. Check out Rebel Boudoir. Pearson, anything else to add?
Tune in. Poetic Justice.
Yes, listen to Poetic Justice.
New episodes Mondays. New and upcoming artist. Dude, Cody's been getting hella fucking artists.
Really?
Liking and retweeting him on Twitter.
That's
like
good.
He got Boz.
Really?
To like one of his, liked one of his tweets. So, we're just hoping they get the click and go listen.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's been getting like, he's good at Twitter. I hate Twitter, but he's good at it.
I'm trying to get better at Twitter.
Yeah.
Can you tell? I'm really, when's the last time you got on Twitter?
For some reason, I get a notification every time you tweet. That's why.
Damn, sorry.
That's why I end up commenting on some of your shit. I just troll. That's all I do. I just troll I just randomly like and comment on people's shit.
Pretty sure your profile picture is Bucky.
It is. And the name is Bucky Kilgore on there.
Oh my God. That's great.
It's like it's a Tinder profile for Bucky.
That's okay. We stand Bucky. Yeah. But let's go see him.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Let's do that.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
See, it's as if Bucky took the picture of himself.
He took a selfie.
Yeah, my last tweet was...